The Columbia Workshop presents The Fall of the City by Archibald MacLeish.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast comes to you from the city. The world has watched with wonder for 3 days, not for the common occasions of brutal crime or the usual violence of one sort or another, or coronations of kings or popular festivals. No, but for stranger and disturbing reasons, the resurrection from death in the tomb of a dead woman. Each day for 3 days there has come to the door of her tomb at noon a woman buried. The terror that stands at the shoulder of our time touches the cheek with this. The flesh winces. There have been other omens in other cities, but never of this sort and never so credible. In a time like ours, seemings and portents signify. Ours is a generation when dogs howl and the skin crawls on the skull with its beast's foreboding. All men now alive with us have feared. We have smelled the wind in the street that changes weather. We have seen the familiar room grow unfamiliar, the order of numbers alter, the expectation cheat the expectant eye. The appearance defaults with us. Here in this city, the whirl of the time cracks. We take you now to the great square of this city. We are here on the central plaza. We are well off to the eastward edge. There's a kind of terrace over the crowd here. It is precisely 12:04. The crowd is enormous. There might be 10,000. There might be more. The whole square is faces. Opposite over the roofs of the mountains. It's quite clear. There are birds circling. We think they are kites by the look. They're very high. The tomb is off to the right somewhere. We can't see for the great crowd. Close to us here are the cabinet ministers. They stand on a raised platform with awnings. The farmers' wives are squatting on the stones. Their children have fallen asleep on their shoulders. The heat is harsh. The light dazzles like metal. It dazes the air as the clang of a gong does. It's 12:01 now. There is still no sign. They are still waiting. No one doubts that she will come. No one doubts that she will speak, too. 3 times she has not spoken. Now it is 12. Now they are rising. Now the whole plaza is rising. Fathers are lifting their small children. The plumed fans on the platform are motionless. There's no sound but the shuffle of shoe leather. Now even the shoes are still. We can hear the hawks. It is as quiet as that now. It is strange to see such throngs so silent. Nothing yet. Nothing has happened. Wait. There's a stir here to the right of us. They're turning their heads. The crowd turns. The cabinet ministers lean from their balcony. There's no sound, only the turning.
First the waters rose with no wind.
Listen. That is she. She's speaking.
Then the stones of the temple kindled without flame or tinder of maize leaves.
They see her beyond us. The crowd sees her.
Then there were cries in the night haze. Words in a once-heard tongue. The air rustling above us as at dawn with herons. Now it is I who must bring fear. I who am 4 days dead. The tears still unshed for me, all of them. I for whom a child still calls at nightfall. Death is young in me to fear. My dress is kept. Still in the press in my bedchamber, no one has broken the dish of the dead woman. Nevertheless, I must speak painfully. I am to stand here in the sun and speak. The city of masterless men will take a master. There will be shouting men, blood after.